This is Over Coffee. It's good to be talking to you on this Tuesday morning. Looking forward here to TEDxPCC. I've been talking this morning with the organizers, Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, and we are just talking about the event that's going to be happening on the 23rd November, Arcadia High School Performing Arts Center. And Renee, you had told me what it was that you had learned, taken away from your experience planning this, but Eric, I didn't get to ask you that question. What will you be doing in your future that will have been affected by your experience here?
Well, it's definitely been an incredibly incredible journey. I come from the startup world, and there's a lot of similarities between the two as far as creating something like this, because it's very entrepreneurial. You have to literally, you're given the brand, and then you have to start developing it. I've learned a lot of different things that I haven't learned while doing my startup, and I've been learning a lot about myself as well, literally a lot of growing, I would say. One thing that's been really interesting is the process of how we've kind of engaged our speakers, and it's literally drawing up that dream list of these are the people that we really want to go for. Whereas some TEDx events, they'll have like an application process for speakers. We kind of use the method of this is who we want. We're going to go engage. And there's been moments where people I've told people who we're talking to and who we're talking, you know, we've signed, and their jaws are dropping because they're like, I can't believe that you're doing that. That's really crazy. In fact, we're in negotiations with a very big band. The members have said yes. The management are working out the logistics. All signs are proving towards yes. So we don't want to say the band yet, but it's looking very, very positive. And it's taking me back to, as I guess I'm a very cliche kind of guy, another quote that it's Steve Jobs actually had said, and it was echoed again by Ashton Kutcher. And it's just kind of something that's kind of proven true is the way that we've been moving forward. And it's, you know, life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact that everything around you, you call life, was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it. You can influence it. You could build your own things that people can use. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. And that's literally, it's that realization, you know, I've been talking to the vice president of Virgin Galactic, the director of of Mars Curiosity. And a lot of people get intimidated by that, but these people have gone through the kind of similar journeys that I have, and they're very understanding. And their response to me is that they're very flattered that they want to help out as best they can. And that's been a really big growing part is literally just going for it. You know, you might fail, you might get that no, but just keep going forward, and that's been a really worthwhile journey in learning.
Just learning to ask, and then people can say yes.
Yes, because it's, what's the saying? The answer is always no until you ask.
I hope you get your band. It sounds like you have. I'll talk to you more about that in the future. Before we totally run out of time, what do you need in terms of volunteers, in terms of any kind of support, help before this happens?
I guess what we need is for people to help sponsor. It's a nonprofit event. We're not for-profit. We are not getting paid. The whole event is put on by ticket revenue and also sponsorship. So if you want to donate to TEDxPCC, if you want to help us find donors, that's definitely appreciated. And also to get the word out there. You know, we have our contacts, but all of our listeners also know so many people. So like us on Facebook, you know, spread the word around to, you know, let people know what's going on. And we'd love to see everybody there.
Yeah. It's funny is that literally I like to say this is my 60-hour-a-week part-time job and I'm not getting paid for it. And I'm also working on my startup at a full-time pace as well. And so we're looking for definitely volunteers for the day of the event. We do have our volunteer coordinator, Enrique. You could reach him at enrique@tedxpcc.com as well. But also just literally looking at the website and hitting that contact button. We're definitely entertaining any ideas on any kind of contributions that are made, because we really appreciate anything that is, you know, especially coming from the community.
That was enrique@tedxpcc.com.
Yes.
Renee, Eric, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure.